Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy weekend, by the way.
Turning out to be a fantastic weekend. I'm down here at the Vedder River fishing with my Inglewood Fishing Derby, the third annual, and everybody's pretty excited about the weather.
People are catching fish. What kind of fish are they catching?
We've got lots of spring in the river, up to about 30 pounds, and the coho hatchery fish are coming back in great numbers, so we've got good fishing all around.
People are fishing what, today and tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow. I've got a pig barbecue roast at 5 o'clock today, and the awards are tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Let's give some idea as to last year's event and see if we can get somebody out there to beat this year. Last year, who was the winner and what did they catch?
Last year's winner was Marvin Andrus. We caught a 6-pound 8 pink salmon, and this year we're hoping for a much bigger one, and we'll have a lot of coho coming in too.
So the rest of the day and tomorrow, the fishing derby is on out there at the Vedder River?
Yeah, Vedder River. We've rented the Vedder River campground corporate section. We've got about 110 entrants from the village and the courtyard, so it's been a great response, that's for sure.
Now last week on the program, you were saying that 82% of people that move out to the valley, or at least come to investigate the valley, come from the lower mainland.
They sure do. Vancouver, Richmond, New West, Surrey, all over, and everybody's moving out to the valley to take advantage of the great value for real estate, that's for sure.
So do you think part of the thing there is, as we said last week, that you can sell the house in Point Grey, put some money into your purse, and make that move and get something really nice out in the valley?
Get something nice, get an RV, a new chapter of life. It's retiring, right?
And of course, there's businesses out there too, so it's not just retired people.
Exactly. Chilliwack is 85,000 people. It's as big as Prince George and Nanaimo, so we really are an upmarket area.
And if people are thinking about making that move for a retirement situation, you've got just the perfect place for them. It's called Inglewood Courtyard.
Inglewood Courtyard, it's up to 175 condo homes. We're really excited about the value that we're receiving.
If people are thinking about making that move, what would it cost them? What's the price point to get in?
From $179,000 through $310,000.
So like you said just a second ago, it's entirely affordable.
Great value, very affordable.
Inglewood Courtyard is close to everything.
We're close to all good things. There's shopping, amenities, medical staff. We're close to the river. It's wonderful.
It's a walkable area, right? If you want to go to the store, you can walk. You don't have to get the car out of the garage and go.
Exactly. You know, a lot of our people will walk to grocery shops, will walk to their doctors, and we've got great parks and areas all around.
Now, if somebody wants to come by and have a look this weekend, if they're not fishing there in the Vedder River, they want to come by Inglewood Courtyard, where are you? How do we get there?
We are located at the end of Keith Wilson Road, 45750 Keith Wilson Road.
And if you're coming from west of the valley, the way I understand it is if you go down Highway 1, you get to Lickman, you hang a right, you go south all the way down to Keith Wilson Road, hang a left, and just go to the end of the road.
You got it. You know it.
And for an old guy, I haven't got a bad memory.
You've got a great memory, Tom. Well done.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I'll let you get back to the fishing, and we'll chat again next week.
Well, we'll look forward to chatting with all your listeners again. This is Mark Perry, the voice of the Valley for Radio Real Estate.